Today, your consumers, your clients, and your colleagues are inundated with promotional messaging, nonstop content, broken promises, endless product extensions, and the pressure to follow articles like 25 things successful people do before 7 a.m. They're standing in the middle of Times Square, surrounded by blinking, scrolling, advertising above, and aggressive street entrepreneurs selling everything from t-shirts and theater tickets down below. They don't know where to look, and they don't know who to trust. The answer to cutting through and building trust isn't found in a sea of management jargon. It's in these three words. I'm Ron Tite, the author of Think, Do, Say: How to Seize Attention and Build Trust in a Busy, Busy World. You talking loud, but saying nothing. You talking loud, but saying nothing. You talking loud, but saying nothing. Cutting through the static, rise above the noise. Don't you just love it when the people hear your voice? What makes a great leader and what makes a great organization is really based on what they think, what they do, and what they say. Now, luckily, I got to sit down and chat with a few great leaders myself. Here's my conversation with a really good friend of mine, Mitch Jewell. He's the founder of 6pixels. He's the author of Control Alt Delete and 6pixels of Separation. He's also engaged in regular texting with me and Scott Stratton. We had a chance to talk about this notion that we're just all selling all the time. Here's what he had to say.
Look, spammers don't just waste our time. They actually steal our attention. And if all you've got is time, then all you have is attention. I just think that your time and attention is not a renewable resource. But spammers, just they don't seem to care. They need as many people as possible taking in their message, seeing their message, it annoying them in their inbox or on LinkedIn or who knows where else, because that small percentage of people or businesses who fall for it, it makes it worth it for them to just spray that message and pray that it connects. I really wonder what if these people realize the reality is that it's just not everyone that they're connected to is their prospect. And for some reason, they feel like, look, if I have your information, you are. Not fair.
So what did you mean by that? Not everybody is your prospect.
Spammers just believe that if we hit everyone or as many people as possible, the tiniest of percentages that this message is actually relevant for will then see it and then will act on it. And so whatever cost and energy it takes to put into getting it to the millions, they can do, because we live in a world now where there actually isn't a cost to it.
Right.
Sending that note to 5 billion people is the same as sending it to 2. In the old days, it was you had to print the thing, you had to lick the thing, you had to close the thing, you had to, you know, you had to label the thing. There was a much heavier cost. Now we live in a place where it's bits and bytes and there is no cost per unit. And so because we also live in a place where people are together in a massive place like LinkedIn, it doesn't take much in terms of leveraging technology to build that list of people to go after. And so they do.
Is it effective on any level?
Yeah. I mean, obviously it's effective, because I don't think it would be a tactic if it wasn't effective. I mean, we look at things like, I mean, the general thing that I had in the digital world for decades was, does anybody click on those Google ads? Well, clearly they do. Look at Google's revenue. So the answer is it does, and it does work, because they just wouldn't do it. They would abandon it if they felt like it didn't. Why bother?
If it's effective, why are you opposed to it?
Because the vast majority of us are collateral damage, and that's all we have is time and energy. And if we are going into a social contract of, hey, you're reaching out to me to connect, and I'm like, sure, let's connect, and then your next throwback to me is, as you so brilliantly called it, a pitch slap, I don't feel like that's the social contract I engaged with in the platform. And the same with email. If someone just gave you my email address because I signed up for their specific newsletter and I didn't realize I had to uncheck a box that talked about third parties, I don't know why I have to be assaulted with that pollution. And I think it is. It's a form of pollution. So, you know, billboards work, but people talk about it being visual pollution. And I get that. When it's everywhere and anywhere, it's tough to consume.
I think there's an idea there around the innocent bystander.
Yeah.
You know, we're all innocent bystanders.
Yeah, you're just getting shrapnel. Like, you're walking by and somebody, like, there's like a, you know, like there's a bank heist and suddenly, like, you get shot in the leg. You're like, what? I was just walking. What happened
here? Yeah, totally.
I'm not
totally
a cop. I'm not a security. I'm not the bank. I'm not the robber.
Yeah. I love when you had your discussion on Six Pixels with Seth Godin, when he's like, yeah, it works, but why do you want to be that person? Like, why do you want to be that person? Like, who cares whether it works? You're still that person that does that shit that annoys so many different people.
I think it's part of, I mean, I know it's nice to say Mitch is successful and I love hearing those accolades and I do feel it about myself, like for what I've done in my own definitions, it's successful. But I feel like my lack of success or lack of success comparable to others is because I just don't want to play that game. Like, I don't want to be the guy who's constantly shouting, did you see the article I wrote? Did you hear the podcast that I did? Did you see that I did this? Did you see that I did that? And it's hard for me. And then I also see it being very hard for some brands who look at their products and go, do I need to be ramming this constantly down people's throats? And so the antidote to that is to find the people who really do want to have your message and to create a message and relationship with them that is cohabitable. And that's what Seth talks about. And again, like, I love that and I agree with it, but it goes back to what I said earlier that Seth said, this sort of drip, drip, drip. How many businesses are like, you know what, let's really take a concerted, slow, smart, tactical approach to this and really try and build an audience that matters versus, look, I got to hit my quarterly numbers. What the hell are we going to do? Is the house is on fire. And it's a very hard equation to reconcile.
Yeah. Awesome. That's amazing. Thank you very much.
All right, buddy.
That was my friend, author, speaker, and founder of Six Pixels, Mitch Joel. You can hear more interviews from Think Do Say at thinkdosay.com. You can find Think Do Say wherever you buy books. And if you're more of a listener, Think Do Say is also available as an audiobook through Audible and Amazon. And if you're already listening to the book in audio form, then just go back.